From Marketplace in New York, I'm Sabri Benishore, in for David Brancaccio. Every day, more than 10 million people ages 50 and older are at risk of going hungry in the United States. That's what the AARP estimates. Bad enough, but in Florida, that problem is made worse by a lack of public transportation. It's hard to get to grocery stores, let alone food banks. So some organizations that provide food are now holding events in neighborhoods where seniors live. Danielle Pryor with the Marketplace Hub at WMFE in Orlando has that story.
Dawn Roddenberry is in her 60s. Today, she's walked the block from her house with her cart to the Church of God in Bithlow. It provides free food to seniors. She carefully chooses her food for the week. She's been coming to these events since they started in 2015. Back then, the organization only held three a year. Now, it's up to six.
And the more you come, the more you get to know. And the people here, they help load people's cars.
Pastor Lizette Torres and Ruthie Lee, who runs the program, say a community has grown up around these events. That's because they provide more than 20,000 pounds of food to 700 people while encouraging them to take care of themselves. Torres has noticed that.
We see them now with makeup. You see, because they see Ruthie.
She gives them makeup, and I tell them, you got to put on some lipstick. I'm a makeup artist, you know?
University of Central Florida's Amy Donnelly says relationships between local service providers and seniors are crucial.
How many seniors do we not know about because they aren't socializing with others, are not connected in the community or with their neighbors?
Donnelly surveyed more than 890 Floridians over the phone. She found one-third of seniors in the state don't have family nearby, and half are not sure where they could get help if needed. Dave Krepko of Second Harvest Food Bank of Central Florida says communities need to do more to find these seniors.
So many times, you know, neighbors aren't talking to neighbors. And in the ideal world, it'd be great just to start from that block level for people to realize, you know, who's next door or down the block that needs help.
The national nonprofit Feeding America anticipates the number of seniors who rely on food assistance will increase by 50% in 2025. In Orlando, I'm Danielle Pryor for Marketplace.